This weekend marks the first anniversary of the unrest that rocked Milwaukee's Sherman Park neighborhood. People angry about a fatal police shooting and also a lack of jobs and opportunity protested. Some in the crowd set buildings on fire and shot weapons into the air as they faced off against police officers in riot gear. Today, the neighborhood is still struggling to get a handle on the longstanding issues. So is the rest of the city. To search for answers, Milwaukee PBS and WUWM held a community conversation called Beyond Sherman Park. WUWM's Latoya Dennis was a co-moderator of the discussion. She prepared these highlights featuring Sherman Park resident and blogger Laura Marshall, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel writer James Causey, and Reggie Jackson of the Dr. James Cameron Legacy Foundation.
The city of Milwaukee needs to be reminded that Sherman Park is not a smudge on its existence. It's a jewel in the crown of Milwaukee. We are Milwaukee's most established, most diverse, most integrated neighborhood in a city that has been segregated historically for many, many years. So if we are that neighborhood, and if we are here and committed already, and if Milwaukee is poised and wants to be an urban area that is able to attract and retain talented, diverse people, then it's going to have to make significant investments in the diversity that's already here. And that means Sherman Park. Because as I see it, in the way that Sherman Park goes, so will Milwaukee go.
If this conversation is talking about beyond Sherman Park, let's look beyond Sherman Park. I still think that we have a long ways to go. I mean, I think when you look at the state of how some African Americans still can't find work, how our young people still struggle every day, how we still lead the country in a number of negative statistics, I don't think enough is being done. So when you talk about Sherman Park, we could talk about Sherman Park, but this is a citywide issue. And when you talk about the citywide issue and how African Americans and whites, the gap is so wide and nothing has been done, in my opinion, to close that gap, I think that, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if we have more uprising, because people are not listening to the people who are struggling every day.
We don't recognize that we want to fix things quickly that have taken decades to create. So you have these decades of segregation in the city of Milwaukee that have created a great deal of division within the city. You had the loss of manufacturing jobs, which devastated, you know, many parts of the central city, which we're still struggling to kind of find how we get past that. And we celebrate, you know, the 50th anniversary of the open housing marches coming up very soon. But what we don't recognize is if we look back, say, 7 years after the open housing marches, I found a study that showed that segregation still wasn't occurring on the south side of Milwaukee. So it's an ongoing issue, but we have to actually take concrete steps and not just have conversations about it.
Those were some of the comments made at Beyond Sherman Park, a community conversation hosted by WUWM and Milwaukee PBS.